Welcome back to College Questions. I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn. What's going on?
Thank you guys so much for listening. What's up, Tarshawn? You doing good, my friend?
My brother.
We got a good question. Sorry, I asked and then I didn't really give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, you let me answer your question, bro.
I was so excited about the question.
I know, man, but I'm doing good, bro. Right, How are you?
Good. Family good.
Man, if I had both your hands, I'd cut mine off.
Stop playing. The sun is shining. The sun is shining, and we got a question. What is wisdom, and how do we get it?
Yeah, man.
Now, I looked up the Webster's definition of wisdom. Are you ready for this?
Let's get into it.
The ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting insight.
So then my question would be, what does discern mean? What's the definition?
Yeah, or who gets to decide what is true?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly, because everybody going to disagree.
Right. But it's got to be a right or a wrong, right?
Another one is common sense, good judgment, the sum of learning through the ages, knowledge. You know, when I think of wisdom, just practically, I feel like this is, you know, I mean, the ability to discern what's right. Yeah, I like that. But then it begs the question, well, who gets to determine what's right? You know, I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a world where there's a lot of people doing a lot of evil things and calling those evil things right.
Mm-hmm.
Completely conscious, clear. I don't know how, but I'm just like, I can't understand. I can't fathom that, Tarshawn.
That's right.
But you and I, we do have a source we go to.
Absolutely.
And you know, we turn to the scriptures, to the Bible, and it's interesting because you pulled up, you quoted, you're reading the book right now, but you quoted a proverb, or you knew it. I was looking it up and you said, oh, it's 1:7, right?
Yeah, man.
You got that? Here it is right here. I didn't want to steal it from you if you had it pulled up.
Nah, man.
So the Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
That's right.
And then chapter 2, verse 6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge.
And understanding.
There you go. So to me, I'm reading that Webster's definition through that lens that we just read in Proverbs.
I got you.
I get down with that definition if it's through the lens of scripture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to discern what's good and right. Yeah, it's the ability to take the things God has set and established, his standard, and have the ability to see and discern and make decisions and just observe, hey, this is right, this is wrong. And even further, the ability to know how to respond to any given situation, right? Because the Bible doesn't give us how to for every single thing in life. Matter of fact, I think it has the wisdom to teach you how to handle, but I'm saying you can't, I don't know, think of a conflict, okay? Just specific things, right? Like someone, you know.
Sometimes there's situations that, because the Bible's very interesting when it comes to, you know, your situational situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because sometimes, and to me, like it may not, Like I said, I'm in the book of Job right now. I'm just really trying to dissect and get to know, you know, that book. And one thing I'm seeing is that, like, he was just so rich. He had everything.
Okay.
Right?
I'm curious. Like, I'm excited to hear what you, like, what wisdom is coming out of that.
Yeah, man.
From him.
Okay. So, in me and wisdom, like, in that, the wisdom I seen in Job was, I feel like at one point, I don't know, maybe I'm reading this wrong, but at one point in scripture, like, it was a conversation between Jesus and the enemy. And it was about Job.
Where he's questioning him. Yeah. I think I'm looking at it right here. Does Job fear God for nothing?
Right.
Not put a hedge of protection around
right.
him?
Right. And so Jesus literally said, I mean, God literally says, you know what? Try him.
Yeah.
Try him. Just try Job. I trust Job. It's one thing for us to trust in God, right? But when God trusts us to handle a situation. It's crazy. So he says, yeah, trust him. And he says, yeah, try him. And like, to me, the wisdom is God trusting us to handle something. I don't know if I'm saying this right, bro.
No.
Like, are you following me at all? Like, is there?
Yeah, no,
like how to handle something.
I think at the end of the day, let's be honest, there are some people, if that same conversation goes down, God would have to say, you're right.
Yeah.
They ain't going, but he did. I mean, we see that in scripture. Clearly, man, because so many people make the mistake of thinking that, oh, if this character is in the Bible or if they had cool things happen in their life, then everything they did was right. No, Jesus is the only one that was perfect. So all these other people made some mistakes.
Yeah.
So you got to be willing to learn from it. And so I just pay attention when the scriptures say, because there's good people that made some sincere errors in their life. They lacked wisdom.
Wow.
And yet, to your point, I think God sees Job and says, no, I think Job's going to have the insight to see the bigger picture.
Right.
Because that's ultimately what happens, right? Because maybe that's a key component of wisdom. It allows you to see a bigger picture, whereas so many times a lack of it, you're only looking at right now. So his whole family's getting wiped out, and his wife says, curse God and die. That's one of the craziest statements. I mean, dude, of all the Bible, bro, that moment that your wife, your bride says, curse God and die, dude, that does it get any lower than that? Yeah. And this dude had the wisdom. I mean, God saw that. I think he saw that in him. That's why he gave him the parameters. Like, you can't lay a hand on him.
Can't do it, yeah.
But it's like, man, this is.
That was crazy.
I mean, he saw it. So there, it's this, to your point, yeah. I mean, I think God gives us all opportunities to learn from him. I mean, I think that, I mean, you can get, I mean, it just, well, Christ came, what, for that? He died for the righteous and the unrighteous, right? Like, so everyone has the opportunity to come to know God through Christ. And anyone who begins a relationship with God, according to Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. In other words, if you're really going to have true wisdom and true insight to discern what's right and wrong, you can't do that apart from God. Mm. You can have morals, but like that, even that, I think, comes from God, right? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like murder. Most people would say, yeah, that's wrong. How do we get that? I think it's embedded because of how God made us. We just understand it's wrong to just, I can't just take another life. Just, that's not right. But the further you go, more people are going to disagree on things, you know? But I think that it's interesting. It's an interesting observation you made of, you know, us being put in positions where God sees and says, man, I see them cling. In other words, okay, is this fair? He had seen things in Job's life for him to be able to say, you're wrong on this.
Yeah.
I mean, have I blessed him? Have I? Sure. But there's things deeper in his heart. He's not relying on all these things that he's not into his material possessions. Like, he walks with me. Like, he trusts in me. I think he saw that,
and
to your point.
He saw that he wasn't perfect.
No, right? For sure. And he has his moments. Matter of fact, if we fast forward to the end, he gets rebuked by God. And it's, I think it's the longest, is this fair to say, the longest rebuke of scripture?
Yeah, man. I really haven't gotten that far.
Okay, sorry. But you read it before, right?
Yeah,
I'm not giving anything away.
I'm going to be honest. I read it.
It's your first time, like, really. Okay.
Right? Like, I'm really trying to get to know some of these people, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Then
like, ruin it, bro.
Okay,
like,
my
stop
bad.
Trying to ruin
We're
the movie,
not
going to
talk
bro.
About the end.
God,
okay,
bro.
I won't talk about the end. So where are you at now? So Joe, tell me where you're at in the story.
That's it's
kind of early on. You kind of been diving into
just
the conversation.
Really,
happened. Okay, all right. That's so you haven't made it to the curse God and die. My bad.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I mean, I'm.
Oh, you gonna notice it when you read it, because it's just like, did she just say that? Like, that, it's just one of the moments you like.
Bro, why would his wife? Never mind.
No, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
But okay, so wisdom. Okay, let me ask you this. So we've established, all right, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Is it possible for what was it? But fools despise wisdom and knowledge, or wisdom and discernment, right? Fools despise it. And Proverbs definitely has this unique balance. I don't know, balance is the right word. comparison between the wise and the foolish.
I got you.
So it'd be like, hey, the wise person this, the fool this. Wise, fool, wise, fool. You know, it's possible for you and I to do foolish things.
Of course.
Right. Matter of fact, it
probably going to happen.
It's not going to. It has happened.
I do stupid stuff.
And, in fact, part of wisdom is acknowledging how you've been stupid and foolish, yeah. Right? That's actually wisdom, is actually catching that quick and early. Yeah, bro. I think that's a big point of wisdom. But
sure.
But I guess, how do we know? You know, how do we know if we're choosing wisely? You know what I'm saying?
Because it comes down to the great word that we were just talking about. And I looked it up.
Discernment. Okay.
Right. Now I asked you before, I'm looking it up. Does discernment, it's literally the definition of discern,
which means what?
Perceive or recognize.
Okay. Recognize. I like that.
But I've been in churches, various churches, and they talk about God blesses you with the ability to discern things. Like, everybody doesn't have that. Like, it's a gift, right? The spirit of discernment.
Yeah.
Right? He gives you that. That's something God blesses you with. He gives you the spirit. Everybody doesn't have the gift of discernment,
yeah,
to be able to see things and to say, this is perceived or recognized. They can't perceive and recognize everything.
Yeah. Like,
but some people, they can. You can walk around somebody and they can, they have a prenotion to just of a discernment. Yeah. I don't know where I am with believing of that yet.
Well, I think it depends. You got to break it down a little more. So I would say everyone has the ability to discern.
And that's why, yeah.
Now I do think there's a gift of discernment in the sense of, to me, someone who has a gift of discernment can just read people really well.
I got you.
So, like, everyone has the ability to discern wisdom and, like, oh, what should I do in this situation? Wait, here's wisdom. Someone wrongs you. Well, here's what I'm going to say. Because wisdom is so tied to God, you are a fool if you think you can have wisdom apart from the Word of God. Mm. Meaning, wisdom comes because you know the Scriptures and they teach you how to respond in life.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wrong me. Who am I going to go talk to? Well, if I go talk to somebody, guess what? That ain't wisdom. Why? Because Scripture tells me that's foolish and sinful.
Mm.
The only person I'm supposed to talk to is you, because you're the one that wronged me. But what does everybody do? That's the last thing anybody does. Partly because we don't know the Scriptures. Partly because we don't want to do what the Scriptures say. That's your two problems.
Yeah,
that's the heart of people, man.
Right.
We don't know the Scriptures because we're lazy, because we, whatever reasons, we come up with excuses. But people don't go to the Scriptures. They don't read them. They don't study them, hear it. They don't listen to it, you know, whatever. And then when we do, we don't want to do what it says.
Right.
So, but that's wisdom. I mean, practically speaking. So every person who believes in Christ has the ability to discern. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Because you have the ability to take the Scriptures and go, wait a second. In other words, discernment is the thing in your mind that's filtering a situation, and the filter is Scripture.
Yeah.
But if you ain't putting that in your mind and heart, good luck. I mean, Psalm 119 teaches us that, right? When it asks that question, how can a young man keep his way pure?
Mm.
Is by, and then listen to the answer though, by living according to your word. Right? He's talking about his whole way, all the course of his life.
Yeah.
But by living what? According to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. That's all of them. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So wisdom is just, anyone has the ability to that. I do think, however, there is that gift of discernment to where some people have the ability to just know, like, man, I can tell they're angry right now.
Mm.
I can tell this person's totally, like, they are not with us right now. Like, and everybody has, I mean, to some degree, but yeah, you know, I just think some people can pick up those things super fast. They just get it.
Yeah.
Like, man, I sense that person's.
But sometimes it gets a little annoying, DJ. And this is where I'm going. We're going to go back. I'm just a little bit veering off a little bit. Because there's sometimes where, you know, nothing's wrong with me. okay?
Oh, and someone will try to discern that there's something wrong with you?
Yeah, and I'm just chilling, man. Oh, but here's the thing. Okay. I'm not being the normal happy-go-lucky Tarshawn, bro.
But here's the... I don't mean... Some people who think they have it don't.
That's why I'm saying, so
I'm just going to be honest with you. And I like what... you know, I heard this statement once, you know, God never gives us discernment for criticism, but for intercession. Mm. So like people he gives that to often are people who pray a lot and really well. So they'll, and they're checking on people like, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cause discernment is not like seeing what's going on with somebody and going and gossiping about it.
Wow.
that's not, you know, yeah. but everybody has the ability to have wisdom according to Proverbs. You know, one of the coolest things of Proverbs that I've really enjoyed as I've spent some time in it recently is this invitation to, hey, go get wisdom. It says this phrase, though it cost you all you have, get wisdom. That's another reason why people don't have it, because it's costly. It don't come free. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's earned by paying attention. It's earned by admitting when you're wrong and learning from it so you don't do the same stupid thing again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's learned by paying attention to the people in Scripture that we mentioned who made bad mistakes, and God's given it to us right there so we can go, you know what? There's something to learn from that. I don't have to repeat that same mistake because God put it right there. Learning from people in our life that are older than us and younger than us, both success and failure. So I think it's paying attention to our own life, success and failure, the lives of others, success and failure, the characters we see in the Bible, success and failure.
As a man of your household, or the leader of your household, the head of your household.
Sure.
How close and how far do you think God holds us to...
Is it okay to get this relaxed?
Man, get comfortable.
Sorry,
man.
I'm trying.
No, he got his legs kicked up. Y'all can't see it, but he kicked his legs up on the desk. Crazy.
All right.
But yeah, is it okay? Because some kids be wilding, for lack of better wording. Some kids be wilding. All right. So if they wild and then your wife goes off the deep end, is God holding you accountable for that? Because technically, wisdom. I mean, you're supposed to instill things in your children. There's times I see at Kroger one time, and I passed you. You didn't even know that. You don't even know about this. I passed you up in Kroger one time, and you were sitting on the side, not at the entrance, but you were parked on the side, and you were talking to your daughter at the time.
And you
weren't like laying into it, but you were actually having a conversation. And I was just like, man, that's dope. Man, like,
okay, that's
to see
cool.
you in that light. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't bad. It was just like
bad moments in the parking lot. Full disclosure. I don't know. I was like,
that wasn't one of them times. Man, you were actually having and I could tell like you were pouring into her.
Okay, that's cool.
Because she was very understanding. And like, so I'm saying those conversations, no time of pouring in, and then you get older and these kids make bad decisions or they go off the deep end and they're going crazy and your wife may veer off. Like, do you think God looks at you like you didn't do right by what I blessed you with?
Well, I mean, I think that here's where wisdom comes in. The first thing that comes to my mind is the proverb, train up a child in the way they should go and he will not depart from you.
Yeah.
You know, lack of discipline spoils the child or what, you know, there's these, but okay. Proverbs are general truths with assumed exceptions, meaning people are people, man. So I'm never going to equate a child who's gone crazy and living for the world and all that as parents failed because that's not biblical. And some people make that immature observation. But that's not accurate, bro, because that proverb is a general truth, meaning generally speaking, if a parent before God humbly submits to God and says, you know what, we want to teach our children the ways of God and I want to talk to them and I want to confess when I'm wrong and you know, all that stuff. You do all the things. You're giving them a really good shot. Mm. But it ain't no guarantee, right?
Yeah.
It's not because they have their own flesh. They have their own war. Right. They have their own battles and you hope and pray that they fight to overcome those and to thrive and all that good stuff. But it's not a guarantee. So maybe, but I don't know.
I got you.
So I'm never going to make that assumption. Just because I know life is tough, man. And sometimes people do things that could it be, it's possible. It's possible that someone didn't do their job. And by all means, we see this more and more. Parents aren't doing their job. Christian parents are completely ignoring their responsibility and rejecting their responsibility to disciple and teach children anything. They want to give it, oh, it's the school's job, and now it's the church's job, and it's just everybody else's job to do anything. And more and more, we're seeing a parent's complete passivity running wild and just, oh, here's a phone, entertain yourself, and I'm going to go over here and I'm going to do the same thing. Like very quickly, bro, we're entering a world where, and working with college students has been interesting because can a college student show up and be mature and yeah, for sure. But it's becoming more and more rare.
Yeah.
Like more and more, man, you just see it's rare for a student to come who's had parents who really did invest in them and who taught them and who trained them up and loved on them and had conversations and took significant trips and all those things. And I mean significant trip in the sense of a meaningful trip. Mm-hmm. It could be an hour down the road. I'm just saying they did something to significantly with them. And so I definitely, now the flip side is I definitely, and kind of where that's taken my thoughts, I do see parents who have made that investment. I do see children who are thriving. And I do think that's a reward of a parent's hard work who never gave up and who kept working and working and saying, you know, I'm not going to do this. You know, I remember early on in my journey that, and this is good even for our college students listening, because I think, you know, so many people want to tune out when they're single and they don't have kids. It's like, if a conversation turns to marriage or parenting, it's like, oh, that's not for me. You're a fool if you think that. You're a fool if you think that. And you're an idiot. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why, dude. That's the best time to learn.
Yeah, man.
It's the best time to learn. Yeah. You learn from people who are married, and you learn from people who do have kids, and you take notes, and you take the things you like, and then you kind of kick the others you don't like to the curb, and you're kind of shaping your mind and your heart to how you're going to be a husband or a wife and how you're going to be a mom or a dad. That's the season. So all that to say, now, see, I said all that now, I done forgot where I was going with that.
No, but that's the truth.
But
man,
I wanted to say something about that. The parenting stuff, man. What was I going to say, bro? Wisdom. Oh, okay. This is good. This is why I want to say this. So please, I say all that to preface, like, I think you need to hear this. Like, please pay attention. This is good. Early on in our parenting, we had, I think, Hallie and Drake, and they were both, Drake was a baby, Hallie's, you know, two. And so we're not sleeping a lot. You got a baby in the house, and some babies sleep great. We just weren't sleeping a lot. And someone asked me, like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, you know, we're tired. You know, not sleeping is tough. And they were like, well, just you wait, because it's going to get harder. And I feel like that happened like twice in a short amount of time. And I remember thinking, like, something didn't set right with, because these people had teenagers at the time. And so they're dealing with teenage problems, which I'm sure there are. I mean, we have a teenager now. And I know every season has its reward, isn't it? It rewards and challenges, but something in my heart said, you know what? This is not right. Like, A, you don't tell somebody that.
I could not agree with this more. This is you, yo.
A, you don't tell somebody that. For and B, sure. Y'all done forgot. Y'all must have forgot what it's like to not sleep. Because no matter what problems you deal with them better when you actually sleep. This is like a proven, I'm talking about like literally like physical design. Like you lose IQ point every night. You get little sleep. Like, it's hurting. You just can't function.
Yeah.
You can only do that for so long, bro. And I made a commitment before God. I said, God, A, I'll never tell somebody that's in the baby stage. And B, I'm always going to rejoice and be glad when I'm sleeping. I mean, I'm telling you, dude, because they forgot. And here I am, bro, 10 years later, and I was right. They were wrong. And I don't say that as pride. I say that as just, I'm making an observation. And dadgummit, I refused. It frustrated me. I mean, you probably sense that in my tone right now, because it ain't right. You don't do that to people. And A, you're wrong. Here's what happened, though. You know, Greg came along later, somebody I love and trust, and he encouraged me. It was maybe a year later. Maybe we had I think Max was born. So we were at a tough season. So we had, you know, 4-2 newborn. And he looked at me and said, hey, man, I just want you to know it gets easier. I ain't saying it gets easier, but like it gets better. Just keep doing what you're doing, you know? And I was like, huh, okay. That's interesting. He would say that. He wouldn't tell me it's easy. He just easier.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because you sleep, right? When you get sleep, you're a little better off. You can deal with problems. But
pointing to your kids.
But then later I just asked him a few years later, hey, man, remember you told me that? And you know, I think made a good observation. He said, I think that for those people who would say just you wait, it gets harder. I think they're telling the truth for them.
There you go.
But why did it get harder? Because they gave up.
They gave up.
They threw in the towel. I said, man, that is wisdom.
Yeah.
Bro, that's wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's why I said single folk and, you know, folks married but don't have kids yet, like, pay attention to that. There's some wisdom in that, man, from a good godly man who I'm like, okay, this is so right and so good. And so it encouraged me at that point, because at that point we had four children. We still have four children. That way we have four children, but I'm saying they were probably something like 9, 7, 5, and 3. So that's in the thick of that toddler slash,
yeah, that's tough.
Like all the they're testing you constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it, bro. And it would be easy just to be like, you know what? Y'all do whatever you want, man. I'm going back here and I don't even care anymore. There's the temptation.
Yeah.
And so it really encouraged me to persevere in trying to do what God's asked me to do and to raise these kids up and not let, you know, we draw in lines, man. We like, no, y'all ain't doing that. And no, I don't care how you feel about this. This is what we doing. Like,
right.
Kids need that, man. They need structure. That desperately.
Yeah.
Well, they don't need, I heard somebody say this but it's like the most dangerous thing for a kid one of the most unhealthy things for a kid is for them to think they're the most important person in the room. That is not healthy. Right. And yet most people, what do? They make their child the most important thing on the planet. It's like, kids, that is not good for a kid.
Yeah.
So you have to do things. Now, are they important? Of course. Like, we love them. We want to, like, man, it's fun. Like, it's fun, man. But there's lines, man. There's lines. And you can't. So all that to say, to your point, yeah, I do see. I don't want to say we're early in the journey, because we got a 13-year-old now. So we're like, you know, I feel like you get, Lord willing, you get 18 years with a child, and then there's like, all right, you know, here we go, you figure out, you know, like, are you gonna? And I find myself even recently saying, you know, y'all only got a few years left. When you leave this house, I get it, you make any decision you want, but I hope you listen to me, because I'm trying to right now. You know what that conversation is? Mm-hmm. Like sugar. like I get, like, they want to eat so much candy. I'm like, okay, look, you know what, when you're 18, you get out of this house, you can eat however you want to eat. But, you know, I hope you're paying attention, bro, because you ain't going to be able to make it if you eat like this. Like,
right.
Your body needs protein, man.
Right. Yeah.
Your body needs some of that. Like, you need to learn to eat, man.
Yeah.
So we have, but anyway, it's
crazy.
But I have seen parents who have not given up. They persevered, and then there's great reward in that. But there's no guarantee, right?
Yeah.
So in all fairness, man, and my heart breaks, because, you know, there are some, you know, there's always, man, I know that's got to be incredibly difficult. If you have put in the work, you have
done everything you could,
and they still
they
are
still veer.
Running. And it's like that, I pray that doesn't happen. It could, though. And it doesn't mean I failed. It doesn't mean my wife failed. It doesn't mean we failed. It just means it's all true. To me, bro, wisdom would say it proves that the Bible is true. It does. I mean, really. Because people are like, well, you know, I mean, that's what's crazy to me, is that, you know, you hope and pray that your children come to know the Lord and that they continue to live for Him. But you realize even if they reject Him, or even if they know Him and continue to get trapped and snared by sin, all of it gives glory, because all of it proves that He was true when He said His word.
Wow.
So, like, you know, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Well, wisdom says that means that it's easily to be entangled, which is why you can't equate a child who's 20 and going crazy with, oh, their parents must not have taught them. That's not true. Bro, maybe they did, and maybe he just got ensnared.
Yeah.
Like Hebrews teaches us, it easily entangled him.
Well, I think it's crazy, because that's the first thing some people will say.
Like, oh, it is. You know, 100%.
When you see your kid acting up, man, your parents, what, who your mama? Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, who's your dad? Like, what's going on? And they'll try to pin that on the parent.
Yeah, and then people will even use that Bible verse. They'll use that proverb to say that. And I'm like, no, that's not how Proverbs works.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, go, and there are people who are like, well, what do you mean? It's like, are you saying the Bible's not true? No, I'm saying it is true. But the, like, how Proverbs will say, what's the one about a lazy person will basically be poor, but a diligent man will have wealth, right? Generally speaking, if you, like, you work hard, you're going to, now wealth can be defined by different things, but you're going to be taken care of. Lazy people, probably not going to have much, generally speaking. But can a lazy person be rich? Yeah, there's lazy people for different reasons, yeah, right? Are there people who work so hard, man, but just haven't, they just still struggling? Of course, right? So it's not, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, man. But yeah, I just looked at James 1:5.
What's it say?
If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
I like that. Yeah, that's so good, man. So, and you know what I like about that? It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, and here's the reality. Wisdom would say, in some way, shape, or form, you and I both lack wisdom right now. In some specific area with something in our life, we are lacking wisdom.
Absolutely.
It's foolish to say that's not true. So I love that invitation to say, look, if you lack it, ask me. I'm going to give generously to all without finding fault, is how one translation puts it. Same meaning.
I think it's almost important and crucial in that scripture that it says, ask our generous God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So, like, he'll, you know, that's what's crazy is
that when it says in Proverbs, you know, you're connecting some dots right here, because in Proverbs it's like, you know, though it cost you all you have, go get wisdom.
Wow.
And it gives this invitation to go after it. There's all these action verbs that says that we have a role to go get it. Well, here's your first step, right? You ask him. And then I think he's going to give you opportunities to learn and get it after that prayer happens. Because then he could, like, how does he give it? Well, he's going to run you into somebody who's been through that situation, right? He's going to help you stumble upon one of the stories in the scriptures that they were, you're making some connections, like, ah, you know what I'm saying? It's really fun to look back on my life and to see things that God has taught me. And, you know, we never arrive, but we do learn some things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have learned some wisdom if we've walked a little bit, if we paid attention a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And it's fun to see how God has taught us those things and continues to teach us, for sure. It's a fun journey, man. I mean, it's fun now. I feel like I'm at a fun, speaking of parenting, but even working with college students, it's a fun season to try to pass on wisdom. And one thing that's interesting, bro, that I will say, and I see this in Proverbs, and I see it's just a theme of scripture. It's hard for people to want wisdom. And I don't know what I mean when I say, like I'll notice a lot of times with my kids, they love my, we got a great relationship. We talk to each other, we hang out. But when it comes time for me to try and help them see some things, there tends to be this, like, kind of stiff arm, like, I don't want to hear that.
I feel like they ain't going to accept everything you give to them, right?
And in fairness, we do the same thing to God.
That is so true. I think your kids tell you a lot about how you act with God.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, because then we ask him, and then the way that he's going to give it to us, we're like, oh, I didn't want. And then he's shaking his head, like, what you asked me for wisdom. Right. I'm giving it to you. Like, yeah, I didn't want it like this.
Man.
If that's wisdom, I don't want to learn it. You know, we do that. I don't want to hear that right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting dynamic when you would think we would just be jumping on wisdom, like, man, yeah, give me some more wisdom. That's not how it works.
Nah.
We're pretty stubborn. We're pretty rebellious by nature. And so you kind of have to keep your heart and mind in check on that and be willing to admit, because reality, if you want to really break it down plain and simple, wisdom is the ability to say, I'm wrong on this. Like, I'm off track. I need to redirect, whether it's my thoughts, my attitudes, my actions, my reactions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the ability to say, okay. And honestly, true wisdom is the ability to, you know, we can talk about all the wisdom in the world sitting in here in the office when it's cool and there's no conflict and we're just, man, we're nice and relaxed and chill. What happens when real life conflict happens? Somebody you love really does say something to hurt you. Where's your wisdom then? You know, so, I mean, true wisdom is the ability to be so keenly aware of your foolishness, Tarshawn, that you can stop it before it comes out.
And, I'm going to tell you why.
And then redirect it to a wise response or action. That, my friend,
yeah,
is the art. And I'm still trying to figure that one out. But that is, it, you get there. When you figure that out, please let me know. Because that's real.
Yeah, man. Sorry,
you were going to say something.
No, man, I was reminded, I've been studying the book of Job. So I got to looking on it, you know, on the great social media, YouTube, to just look at different things. And this pastor popped up and he's preaching, but he's actually doing his wife's eulogy.
Oh.
And he was like, he was reminded of Job. And he was saying that, you know, at the end of the day, like, he looked at Job as to, Job gave me a what to do in hard situations. And this is the hardest situation. Like, this is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life.
Yeah.
It's look over across the room and see my wife sitting there and have to tell y'all that even in this moment, I'm going to praise God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to thank him.
Yeah.
Because that's how much he loves and trusts the Lord.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm there yet, DJ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's wisdom in him. Yeah. That's wisdom in him. And I'm just like, I was just taken back by him. He literally preached the whole time. He's a pastor. He literally preached the whole time. And I just don't know. I think I'm young in marriage right now. So I'm just looking at my wife. Yeah. I just got her. You know?
Yeah.
Like, to sit there and see myself saying, you know what? Like, bye.
But
you know,
I know. I do think that's a grace God can give. I don't think you ever, I think if you'd asked him before that happened, he would have said the same thing.
And that's what he said. Like, I'm still dealing with it. I'm human.
I think God gives you grace in those moments to have strength to do what he did. So, I think that's good. But, man, good stuff. Well, I think that it's a great conversation, man, because the older I get, I want to cling to wisdom. I want to, you know, get wisdom. Even though it costs me all I have, I want to get it. But I also am keenly aware that at times I reject it.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to pay attention, but it's readily available. I mean, to your point, in James 1:5, it's there. So you got to seek it out. You got to ask God and he will give it to you. How he gives it to you.
That's a whole nother conversation.
You may not like that, but that's the thing. So, well, I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. Until next time, I'm DJ.
And I'm Tarshawn.
And we want to encourage you guys to stay connected to one another.
Yes, sir.
To the local church.
Come on.
And most importantly, the God we love and serve.
Always.
God bless.
Peace.
Whatever you want to be, it helps to be well. An active, healthy lifestyle is key. We offer tips and support to quit smoking and address health conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure. It's never too late to make decisions to help you be healthier. Call 833-283-WELL. Be you, be well. This ad brought to you by your Master Tobacco Settlement dollars at work.